I want to thank you for this weekend that we have had together.
那我想再次的感谢大家，让在过去这个礼拜我们能够在一起。
I feel like as I go back to Illinois, I'm leaving family.
很多的时候，当我今天回到伊利诺伊州的时候，我觉得我好像离开了家。
And I miss my wife and my daughters and grandchildren, but I miss the people of God here in Los Alamos.
我当然是想念我的家人，我的妻子跟孩子，但是这几天的日子让我也知道说我会非常的想念大家。
You have deeply touched my heart.
你深深的感动了我的心。
And I mean in the biblical sense of the heart, not the bad one I have in my body.
那我这个心就是我们这个周末在讲的我们的心的心，而不是我心脏的心。
And I want to thank Brother Hui and his family for their wonderful hospitality.
我也谢谢例如他款待我。
Sometimes I'm trusting him too much.
有些时候他实在不知道我在讲什么。
I don't know about you, but I really enjoy art.
我不知道我们在座的人，但是我自己一直对艺术很感兴趣。
I like all kinds of art.
我喜欢各种各样的艺术。
I grew up in Iowa, in the hometown of the great American painter Grant Wood.
那我在爱德华州长大，那他我所在的那个小镇里面有一个非常有名的一个画家。
Grant Wood became very famous painting pictures of farm life in the Midwest.
那这个Grant Wood 这个画家的名字呢，他非常有名的作品，他一类的作品，他就是画一些
Have you seen this picture before? Yes. Very famous American portrait of a Iowa farmer and his wife.
这幅画里面就讲这个是非常有名的一个画家，他之所以有名，他是因为他常常去画一些就是非常平常的老百姓，就我们讲的平民老百姓。那这幅画里面就画到在爱德华州那边有很多的农场，一对农夫和他的妻子。
They don't look particularly happy, do they?
他们看起来好像并不是很高兴。
But this painting has become very famous in America because it portrays real people.
那像这样的画或者这个画家的作品为什么这样的有名？是因为他们就是把一般的人就能够画得非常的传承。
And that has been part of the American story that everyday men and women can make a difference in life.
那另外一个很重要的原因就是说，他这话也体现出来，就是我们日常的人，能够在我们的生活里面，在我们的社会里面带出一个不同出来。
I think he had a little bit of humor when he painted this too.
那当然，在这幅画里面也有一些幽默在里面。
But I like all kinds of art, art done by Europeans, art done by Africans, art done by Asians.
那在我的一生里面，我其实喜欢各种各样的人的作品，包括艺术家们，不管是美国的、欧洲的，还是东方的。
And Chinese art is very beautiful.
那我所见到的一些的中国的艺术作品也是非常的美。
The artistic dimension of human beings reminds us that we've been created in the image of God.
每一个人都是好像一个艺术的杰作。那我们这样的一个认知再次的提醒我们都是神的作品。
God has made us in such a way that we can recreate pictures in beautiful and imaginative ways.
那正因为这样，所以说我们常常也会通过艺术来表达我们的想象，我们的理解。
But let me tell you about an art form that I particularly have come to love.
另外有一个非常我特别喜欢的一类的这个艺术的作品。
This is art that comes out of the German Reformation.
那这个的作品是在德国的这个改教时期，就是16世纪的作品。
This is art that was inspired by the preaching and teaching of Martin Luther.
那这一类的作品，它的灵感来自于当年这个改教家这个马丁路德。
This art frequently portrays biblical characters, especially Jesus Christ.
那个时候的很多的艺术的作品常常是画到关于圣经里面的主题，比方说画到耶稣，画到圣母玛利亚等等。
And what is outstanding about it is Jesus looks like a real human being.
那在那个时代的作品里面，他们常常把耶稣所画出来，就是跟这个日常我们所见到的人是一样的。
Much earlier church art made Jesus look like he was not quite human.
那在其实，在更早期的时候画耶稣的时候，这教会画耶稣的时候，画出来耶稣看起来似乎像人，但是又不像人。
But as the reformers studied the Bible, they became convinced that God had really become a real human person.
但是在改教时期，通过他们对圣经的仔细的认知，神的启示，他们坚信说这个圣经所描述的耶稣应该跟人长得一模一样。
And so they painted Jesus to look very real.
所以从那个时代开始，他们在画耶稣或者画圣经的故事的时候，他们画出来的耶稣就跟人长得一样。
But the reformers also recovered the importance of the Old Testament in our study of the Bible.
那旧约圣经改革中的这些的他们的认知，不仅是对新约有个重新的认识，对旧约也有个重新的认识。
Particularly Genesis 1 that I've been talking about all weekend.
特别是我们这过去这个周末一直在讲的创世纪的第一章、第二到第三章。
And Genesis 1 teaches us that God created all human beings in His image.
创世纪第一章里面再告诉我们说神按照他的形象造男造女。
And God created us to learn and work in all areas of life.
神创造了我们，让我们能够学习，也能够在各个领域里面去管理他的创造。
Whether one was a farmer or a baker or a scientist, all were important.
不管这个人是一个农夫是一个做面包的，还是说是做一个做科学的，都是在这些领域可以来认识神、经历神。
So those who followed Martin Luther began to paint portraits of everyday men and women.
那当时的艺术家们受这个马丁路德改教的影响开始画一些平常的男人或者是女人。
Lucas Cranach was a friend of Martin Luther.
Lucas Cranach 是就是这个画家，就十六世纪的这个画家，他是马丁路德的一个朋友。
And he painted these two portraits simply called Portrait of a Man and Portrait of a Woman.
他画了这两幅非常有名的画，他就把它就非常简单的就称它为一个男人的肖像和女人的肖像。
We have no idea who they really were, and we have no idea really what they did in life.
那这两个人，我们完全不知道他是什么样的人物，也不知道他们做了什么雄伟的事情，就是一个非常一般的男的或者女的。
But they were Christians and they were important.
但是我们知道说他们是基督徒，那我们就知道说他们是重要的。
And instead of simply painting portraits of religious leaders or priests,
所以那个时候的人不仅他们画一些非常圣经中的主题，或者是当时的主教或者教皇。
German painters like Cranach painted everyday people because they were priests.
那他们的神就像这个画家，因为受马丁路德改教的影响，他们认识到说，一般的信徒他们也是祭司。
One of the most important biblical truths that Luther and the reformers caught was the priesthood of every believer.
那改教时期，其中可以说是最重要的一个神学思想。就提出来，就是说，人人都是祭司。
That means that every Christian is a minister or priest, not simply a special class of priests.
所以这就对于我们来说，就是说，任何一个人，任何一个信徒的人，都是可以被谁来使用的一个祭司，而不是说是在当时社会里面一些单独被高立出来的、安立出来的祭司、牧师们。
This put Luther at great odds with the church of his day.
那当时的这个神学的观念跟当时教会的教导和操作是有极大的不同。
Because the church had a very well-developed clergy-laity system.
在当时的教会有一个非常完备的发展的一个的神职人员的系统。
And one had to go to the ordained priest for the Lord's Supper or to be baptized.
那个时候到了一种程度，人要只有这些人才能够去分发主餐，只有这些人才能够给人施洗。
If one had to pray for forgiveness, one went to the ordained priest.
有些时候甚至为了赎罪的祷告，也要到这些的神父和祭司面前去请求他们来祷告。
But Luther taught that the Bible teaches there is only one high priest.
马丁路德改教的时候就按照圣经的真理讲说只有一位大祭司。
And his name is Jesus.
他的名字叫耶稣。
And Jesus calls each of his followers to be priests.
那而且这个大祭司呢要求去呼召每一个跟随他的人都成为祭司。
And do the work of ministry wherever God has placed them.
都来一起来服侍神不管是在任何的领域。
Now, obviously, there are some people who are pastors and shepherds and give their lives full time to equipping Christians.
当然有一些的门徒们他们被神呼召成为牧师成为牧者也把他们的全时间拿出来来做这样的服侍。
But this does not put them at a higher status than others.
但这并不把他们把他们置于高别人一等。
It simply describes the kind of work that they do.
这只是描述他们所做的工作。
They teach and they shepherd so that all of God's ministers can do their ministry wherever the Lord has placed them.
他们教导，他们牧养，目的是为了说每一个信神的人都能够被装备起来来服侍神。
The church wanted Luther to repent of this heresy, they called it.
在当时，当马丁路德明白了真理，把这样的真理传讲出来的时候，当时的教会对他非常的不满，就要求他悔改，而且把这样的异端邪说给拿掉。
But Luther refused to back down from his stand, and this teaching became a major part of Protestantism.
但是呢，马丁路德拒绝他这样的要求的被悔改呢，那跟随他的人慢慢就成为了我们今天所称为的清教徒。
But such an idea is easier to talk about than live.
但是其实当初马丁路德恢复的神界的马丁路德恢复的这样的真理，其实我们现在知道说起来容易，做起来难。
Because whether intentional or not, many Protestant churches have created a clergy laity system.
那其实我们去看过去清教徒这几百年的清教徒教会的几百年的发展。他们也开始有了自己的这个神职人员和平信徒的分别。
It makes sense to many people, but it is a denial of biblical teaching.
但是这样的一个结构和操作，有些时候看起来似乎有道理，但其实跟圣经的原本的真理还是有差距的。
The Chinese church must not go in this unbiblical direction.
那中国教会在建造和发展的时候，牧者希望说，千万不要再继续重蹈覆辙。
While the church was persecuted in China, every believer did his or her ministry.
在中国的教会受逼迫的这样时期的时候，每一个信徒都成为了服侍神的人。
There was no professional ministry class.
那在那个时代，没有一些这个专职的这些服侍的人。
And the Chinese church on mainland China, in mainland China has exploded.
那却是在过去的几十年里面，这个在中国的教会却指数的增长。
That is the history of Christianity.
这个就是其实真正的基督教的历史。
Because where everyone is doing their ministry, that is a challenge to the world that we are placed in.
那只有当每一个属神的人都在做服侍神做神的工的时候，我们就对这个周遭的世界也提出了挑战。
But history also teaches us when the church is not persecuted, it oftentimes goes to this clergy laity system.
那我们在历史里面也看到这么一个现象，就是说，当如果教会没有被逼迫的时候，反而产生了这种神职人专职神职人员跟平信徒的差别。
And instead of being a body, a living organism, it becomes an institution.
那教会却变成了一个像一个的一个组织架构，而不是一个活的一个机体。
Notice the New Testament frequently calls the church the body of Christ, not the institution of Christ.
大家注意看，在新约圣经里面，指到教会的时候，它常常称为基督的身体。而不是说是基督的某一个的组织或者架构。
Because a body is living and all the parts of the body are functioning.
所以我们讲到身体的时候，我们就指的是一个活的东西，那各个部分它们彼此的配搭，能够有机的操作。
But when you take certain members of the body and make them the ministry, then the body does not work anymore.
但是如果说你把整个教会里面某一些的人和把他提出来让他们去动，那剩下的都不动的话，那这个看起来就不再是一个身体了。
It becomes an institution.
那就只成了一个组织架构。
In our final meeting together, where we have challenged each other to win back their thinking, what we must not surrender our hearts to a concept of ministry that elevates some Christians over another.
那在今天我们最后一堂这样的信息里面，我们在过去整个这个周末，我们一直在看说我们怎么样能够把我们全部的心意夺回。那今天我要跟大家强调的重点，就是在认识这个服侍神、人人服侍神的这个真理上，我们怎么样能够把心意全部在交在神的手里。
This may be one of the most crucial issues facing the Chinese church today.
这么照我看起来，这或许是在当今这个中国的教会面临的最大的挑战。
Will you follow the Western churches and allow a clergy laity system to emerge?
那中国的教会是不是会效法这个西方的教会，会开始产生神职人员和平信徒之间巨大的差别呢？
Or will you protect an every member ministry and minister to the church at large?
还是我们在建造教会的时候用一个人人都来服侍神的这么一个方针跟政策来进行？
I would like to call your attention to the words from 1 Peter chapter 2 today.
那我今天特别想跟大家分享彼得前书第二章四到十节。
I will read 1 Peter chapter 2 verses 4 through 10.
彼得前书第二章四到十节。
As you come to him, the living stone rejected by human beings, but chosen by God and precious to him,You also, like living stones, are being built into a temple to be a holy priesthood, offering spiritual sacrifices acceptable to God through Jesus Christ. For the scripture, it says, See, I lay a stone in Zion, a chosen and precious cornerstone, and the one who trusts in him will never be put to shame. Now to you who believe, this stone is precious, but to those who do not believe,The stone the builders rejected has become the cornerstone, and a stone that causes people to stumble and a rock that makes them fall. They stumble because they disobey the message, for which is also what they were destined for. But you, all of you, are a chosen people, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, God's special possession that you may declare... That you may declare the praises of him who called you out of darkness into the wonderful light. Once you were not a people, but now you are the people of God. Once you had not received mercy, but now you have received mercy.
好，彼得前书第二章四到十节，我给大家念一遍。这里面讲到说，主乃活石，固然是被人所弃，却是被神所拣选、所宝贵的。你们来到主面前，也就像活石。被建造成为灵宫，做圣洁的祭司，借着耶稣基督奉献神所悦纳的灵祭。因为圣经上说，看哪、我把所拣选的、所宝贵的房角石安放在锡安，信靠他的人必不致羞愧。所以他在你们信的人就算为宝贵，在那不信的人说，匠人所弃的石头已经做了房角的头块石头，又说做了绊脚的石头，跌人的磐石。他们既不顺从，就在道理上绊跌，他们的这样的绊跌也是预定的。唯有你们是被拣选的族类，是有君尊的祭司，是圣洁的国度，是属神的子民，要叫你们宣扬那招你们出黑暗入光明者的奇妙光明者的美德。你们从前算不得子民，现在却做了神的子民，从前未曾蒙连续，现在却蒙了连续。
I want to call your attention that the word you is a plural you.
在这里面这里面这个你中文把它翻译成你们是正确的，是包括所有的人。
Frequently in the New Testament, you is plural.
很多的时候在新约圣经我们看到你这个词的时候都是指你们的意思。
The New Testament doesn't think of Christians as individuals, but as a corporate body.
在新约圣经里面常常他把信徒们把它当作一个整体来看。
That's why the Chinese culture is closer to the New Testament culture than many Westerners.
这是为什么中国的文化在很多的上面比西方的文化更接近当初圣经的原意。
and every member is a part of the body.
每一个信徒都是一个身体中的一部分。
There are three important truths that Peter wants us to hear this morning.
在这里，彼得在这里面强调了三个非常重要的主题。
So that we will protect the nature of the church and be God's instrument to win the world.
以至于说，当我们明白这三个主题的时候，我们能够把这个这个教会的本质，而且这个教会在世界上应当怎么样的进行，这样的真理告诉我们。
The first truth is that every member of the body of Christ is a minister, and that fulfills God's Old Testament intentions for His people.
第一个我想跟大家分享的真理就是说，人人服侍神，这样的真理实际上是履行了神在旧约向他指明的心意。
You have noticed that Peter quotes a number of Old Testament texts.
在这里我们刚才读的这段圣经里面，你注意到他彼得引用了旧约的很多的圣经。
That reminds us we read our Bible from the beginning, to the end.
所以这要提醒我们，我们读圣经的时候要从旧约也要读到新约。
The Old Testament promises what the New Testament fulfills.
那旧约发出预言，新约看到这个神的预言的实现。
And the main point of this passage comes from the book of Exodus.
那这一段圣经的主题其实是从出埃及记出来。
In verses 9 and 10, Peter is referring to Exodus chapter 19, verses 5 and 6.
在彼得前书第二章的九节跟第十节，实际上是归回到出埃及记十九章 ，is it chapter 19?
Yeah, chapter 19.
出埃及记第十九章里面所讲的内容。
In Exodus 19, the people of Israel are before Mount Sinai.
在第十九章，大家还记得那个时候，以色列人出了埃及，来到西乃山。
And God, through Moses, tells them that they are His priesthood.
那个时候，神借着摩西告诉所有的以色列人说，所有以色列民都是他的祭司。
They are His chosen people.
他们是他拣选的国民。
They are His holy nation and God's special possession.
是他圣洁的国度，是神特别的拣选。
Every one of them, men and women.
每一个男的和女的。
The priesthood of all believers is found in the Old Testament.
那人人都是祭司这样的真理，其实在旧约神就告诉我们。
Ah, but I know what you're thinking. What about the priests in the Old Testament?
但是我们马上就会有疑问说，圣经里面在旧约里面是用利未人来做祭司的。
Because we read in the book of Exodus and Leviticus, about a special priesthood that is taken from the Levites.
我们读到出埃及记和利未记的时候，我们就发觉说，神似乎好像是拣选了利未人来做祭司，不是所有人都做祭司。
But notice the chronological order of these things.
但是请大家注意这个时间的先后顺序。
God's intention is that all of His people are His priests.
那神原先的心意是所有属于他的子民都是做祭司的。
But we also know in the Exodus, many times the people did not want to fulfill their calling.
那我们在读出埃及记的时候，我们就发觉说很多的例子，当时属神的人对神说，他们不要做他们神希望他们做的事。
Do you remember they wanted a king so they could be like the other nations?
大家还记得旧约里面记载说，他们也希望有一个国王，就像以至于说他们这个国家跟别的国家是一样的。
And they wanted priests like every other religion or nation.
他们也像效法当时的文化跟别的国家说，他们也希望有一些的祭司就像他们周围的国家一样。
So God raised priests from the sons of Aaron for a time.
所以神的确就是答应了他们从这个亚伦的后代兴起了大祭司来满足当时的需要。
But all of these priests pointed to the final and complete priest.Our Lord Jesus Christ.
但是就像新约圣经告诉我们的一样，神这么做也是为了预表将来这个主耶稣基督的大祭司的角色。
And after Christ's death and resurrection, God's original intention for priesthood was realized.
那借着主耶稣基督的受难与复活，神起初这个兴起祭司的心意在基督身上得到成全。
And so Peter quotes Exodus and says, "Now this is being realized in our midst."
所以彼得作为基督的门徒，他重新在引用出埃及记这一段的圣经，讲到说，现在神当初原先对他所有子民的心意可以实现了。
God's intention from the very beginning was that all of his people would be priests.
所以神最开始的心意是所有属神的子女都能够成为祭司来服侍他。
And now in Christ, it has happened.
但借着在基督耶稣里面这些成为可能。
And the church will proclaim this to the world.
那教会就应该把这样的真理向世界来宣告。
Why does God have pastors in his church?
那如果是这样的话，神为什么还兴起牧师呢？
As I've already suggested, pastors are not priests, but pastors are shepherds.
那我想提醒大家，这个牧师不是一个好像特别的一个阶层，做祭司，而是神呼召他们出来做牧养的服侍。
Pastor refers to a function of ministry, not to an office.
那其实牧师实际上是一种功能的体现，而不是某种职位的体现。
And certainly the Lord has come called some to be pastors and teachers.
那神呼召一些人来做牧养，神呼召一些人来做教导。
But so his entire body of ministers will be equipped to do their ministry well.
是为了能够装备整个属神的子民，然后能够来服侍神，完成神的使命。
So pastors are not bosses, but shepherds and stewards of God's society.
所以牧师绝不是老板，绝不是做老板的，而是做牧养，做喂养，能够装备信徒们。
But you know the history of the church too well. Pastors have become bosses of their congregations.
但是我们去看基督教教会的历史的时候，我们就发觉说很多慢慢的这些的牧师成了老板。
Almost like the priests of Aaron.
就像这个亚伦的后代当时做大祭司的角色一样。
Turning the New Testament church back into Old Testament Israel.
却把以至于说把在神在新约教会时代教会用了这个旧约的模式。
But the Bible is a forward moving book, not a backward.
但是圣经其实很多的时候告诉我们说神的心意是往前走的而不是往后走的。
And so I plead with the Chinese church not to follow this backward move.
所以我在这里恳切的请求中国的教会在教会建造过程中不要继续重蹈覆辙，而是往前看。
And this was the truth that Martin Luther preached so boldly.
这个真理当年在十六世纪，马丁路德就神就启示他了，他就非常勇敢的把它传讲出来。
And why Reformation art can picture an ordinary man and woman and hold them up as priests.
那这就是为什么说刚才我们看到的这个图画，画家们能够把一个非常平常的一个男人或者女人把它画出来。而且尊称他们为祭司。
Because the Old Testament intentions of God have been fulfilled in the priesthood of every believer.
因为神在旧约时代就启示的这样的真理，在新约时代借着耶稣基督的拯救，这样的真理成为可能。
If you read the book of Acts, you will see people doing ministry wherever they live.
我们如果读《使徒行传》，我们就知道说，所有属神的子女，不管他们在哪里生活，他们在那个地方就在服侍神。
Some are teachers, some are tradesmen, some are mothers and homekeepers, but all are ministers for Christ.
有一些是教书的，有一些是做商人的，有一些是在家里养育子女的，所有这些都是神所呼召的祭司。
And maybe I should remind us what the work of a priest is all about.
那或许我在这里也来提醒大家，祭司应当做什么。
This comes out in Exodus and 1 Peter and in the work of the Old Testament priest.
我所需要分享的就是是基于出埃及记或者是彼得前书或者整个新约圣经里面所讲的关于祭司的真理。
A priest represents God to the people.
祭司就是在人面前代表神。
And the priest also brings people to God.
那也能够把人带到神的面前来。
And God's intention was that all of us do this.
那神的心意是每一个属他的子民都这么来做。
In our natural places where he has placed us in life.
不管神把我们放在了任何一个角色和场合。
And while he has to delay the realization of that intention for 1500 years.
为了这个真理能够完全的实现，神几乎花了1500年的时间，让我们才能够来明白这样的真理。
We on this side of Jesus Christ are called to live.
所以我们从历史的角度来看，我们既然处在新约的时代，我们就应该明白这样的真理，而且应当照这样的真理来进行。
I will give you some practical examples in just a few minutes.
我会给大家一些具体的建议。
Thank you. Let me move to a second important truth that Peter is calling our attention to.
第二个我想跟大家分享的，就彼得前书里面所告诉我们的真理。
Not only does every member ministry fulfill the Old Testament, but it enables the church to truly be a temple and not a village.
所以这第二个真理我想强调的就是说，如果我们能够实践人人服侍神这样的一个真理的话，我们就使得教会成为一个圣殿，而不是许多山在各地的各个村庄。
Peter describes us as living stones being built into a temple.
在彼得前书我们刚才读的里面说，所有的活石被建造成为灵宫。
Now, when we think of a temple, oftentimes we think of a building, don't we?
当我们想到一个圣殿的时候，我们马上的第一个的想到的就是一个楼房。
But the New Testament tells us that the Holy Spirit's temple is our body.
那新约圣经启示给我们说，这个圣灵的灵宫是属于基督的身体。
Where Christians live, that's where God temples.
那每一个基督徒所生活的地方就是神的一个殿。
So the temple is not coming to a building, it's Christians going into the world.
所以我们讲到神的殿的时候，不是说大家礼拜天好像聚集在某一个地方这个地方，而是说每一个信徒他所在的地方就是神所在的地方。
But another idea behind temple is the idea of unity.
另外一个这个圣殿的这一个概念就是一个合一的概念。
A temple brings together in one place all the ministry functions.
那圣殿有些时候我们想到的就是说，在同一个地方把所有这个基督身体的功能都集中在一起。
In world religions, temples are where priests do sacrifices and people come to worship and pray.
在世俗的这个宗教的操作里面，我们知道说，在圣殿里面，祭司来献祭，那所有的人都到这边来敬拜和祷告。
But the church is like God placing His temple in every place of society.
但是真正的教会似乎是像说神借着每一个信徒把他的圣殿放到了社会和生活的各个角落。
And I contrast that to the idea of a village.
那我把这边把这个圣殿的图画跟一个村庄的图画做对比。
When I think of a village, and you do too, we think of lots of different houses and lots of different buildings.
当我们想到一个村庄的时候，我们想到有很多不同的房子，不同的楼。
They are not necessarily connected to one another.
那这些房子之间，楼与楼之间不见得就相关联。
When we think of a temple, we think of things that fit together and are unified.
当我们想到圣殿的时候，我们却想到说是一个整体的一个的一个建筑物，各个部分是彼此有机的结合在一起的。
And the idea of every member ministry is wherever we live, we are demonstrating the unity of a temple.
那这里面所需要带出来的一个真意，就是不管我们在哪里生活，我们都要体现出一个神的圣殿的一个形象。
People begin to see God's presence and dwelling wherever they live.
所以周围的人能够从不管基督徒在哪里生活，都能够看到神与他们同在。
Because Christians are living in their midst.
因为有基督徒在各个领域里面生活。
And that tells them God is living here.
那这样就传扬出一个非常清楚的信息，就是神在那里。
And in many ways, that gives us a preview of the Book of Revelation.
那从很多的角度来讲，这个让我们能够看到一个景象，依稀的看到一个景象，将来在启示录里面所启示的，将来在天上的景象。
Where in the new earth there is no need for a temple building.
在新天新地的这样的里面，我们不需要再盖一个殿。
There is no need for city walls for protection.
也不需要城墙来保护这个城里面的居民。
Because God's presence is wherever people turn.
因为神的同在是任何一个人所在的地方都有神的同在。
It is basically saying God's presence covers the world.
就像我们讲说神的同在遍满全地。
That's the size of his temple.
那个就是他这个圣殿的大，如此之大。
And that's the size of his temple as Christians faithfully live out their ministry.
这也就是说当信徒们凭着信心完全地活出神的荣耀出来的时候就所体现出来的形象。
Wherever you live and faithfully serve Jesus, you are telling the world God's temple is here.
所以当我们每一个人凭着信心完全地活出神的荣耀出来的时候你就向周围的人清楚地讲说神生活在我的里面。
And I am his priest.And he wants you to be one too.
我是他的祭司，而且神也希望你也成为他的祭司。
Let me move to the third truth, the one where I will get very practical.
第三个真理我想跟大家表达的。
Every member ministry declares the praises of God to a hostile and skeptical world.
那每一个人，我们如果都能够做人人服侍神的实践这样一个真理的时候。我们就向着一个充满了敌意和怀疑的世界来宣告对神的赞美。
The non-Christian world cannot understand how everyone can be equally a priest.
那不相信神的一个世界，他们不太能够理解为什么我们可以成为人人都是神的祭司的这么一个真理。
The world thinks in terms of a hierarchy from top to bottom.
那我们世俗的想法里面，我们是一个阶层的观念。
It sets its businesses.And institutions up that way.
那我们在建造我们的商业，我们建造我们的各式各样的机构的时候，我们都是用这种阶层的制度在建造。
That's why the church is not a secular business.
这是为什么我们再次的强调，教会不是一个世俗的一个的公司。
The church is a body where every person.Is involved in ministry.
那教会实在是需要每一个人都是来参与的一个的结构。
That sounds impossible to the human mind that anything could work that way.
那对于人的理念来说，觉得这样的一个架构似乎是不可能操作的。
But we're talking about God, not human engineering.
所以我们在这里面讲的却是神的一个的心意，不是人的理念的所的有限。
God has made His body this way.
神使得他的身体这样
and he wants us to protect it the way he has made it
他希望我们活出来而且把这样的真理能够体现而且宣扬出来
Paul in Ephesians reminds Christians to work hard to keep the bonds of peace that Christ has made
保罗在以弗所书里面也特别的强调我们要努力的保持在主里面所赐的合一
God's Spirit will keep us together if we intentionally surrender to Him.
神的灵使我们能够合一，特别是当我们如果是诚心诚意的向他顺服。
But let me talk about how our priesthood ministers to the world.
那我们这些人人做祭司是当如何向我们周遭的人服侍呢
？We are all priests, and priests are missionaries.
那我们都是祭司，那祭司就是神的使者。
To our own sphere and to our own areas of influence.
对我们凡正能够影响的人和周围的环境，我们都是神的使者。
Whether that sphere of influence is the lab or our homes or the schools or businesses.
那我们所影响的这个范畴，不仅是在不管是在我们的实验室，在我们工作的地方，还是我们的家庭，还是我们的学校。
God has placed you there.To be his missionary.
神都把你放在那边成为他的使者。
God has also reminded us that there is a world out there that needs to be witnessed to.
神也常常的提醒我们，在我们的周围存在这个世界，需要认识神的真理。
And as you minister to people in Los Alamos, don't forget about your Chinese people in mainland China.
所以你在这边服侍在老萨拉莫斯人的时候，你也不要忘记在你的家乡的中国人。
In the New Testament, Paul never forgets about his Jewish kinsmen.
在新约圣经，保罗在写他的书信的时候，很多的时候他体现出他对他的自己同胞犹太人的一个深切的感情。
Paul continually prays that his Jewish people will come to know Christ.
保罗不断的祷告说，他的同胞犹太人能够来相信耶稣基督。
And as he preaches and teaches to primarily Gentile churches.He wants them to have a passion for the Jews as well.
他虽然在很多的外邦人的教会当中来服侍传扬福音， 他也同时希望这些外邦人能够为着他的同胞来祷告。
As we witness to people around us, we are also creating in them a passion for the Chinese.
啊，所以当我们在我们周围的人来啊、来为神传扬福音做见证的时候，我们也把这样把这样一个对中国人的负担能够带到他们的心中。
Now our skeptical world doesn't think that you can be priests.
那我们周围的世界会怀疑我们说我们是不是够格来做祭司。
They expect you to have professionals.
啊，他们希望看到的是这些有专业培训的人来做。
And they are taken back when everyday Christian men and women take the word of God seriously.
那而且其实当他们看到每一个属神的人对神的话认真的时候，他们就觉得非常的惊讶。
In the book of Acts, the Jewish religious leaders are taken back when Peter and John speak boldly the word of Christ.
就像在《使徒行传》里面记载的，当使徒彼得跟约翰大胆的在传讲神国的福音的时候，当时的这些的祭司长们听到这些话就非常的吃惊。
They are amazed because these men are not professionally trained rabbis.
他们非常吃惊，而且非常怀疑的一个很重要的原因，是因为像彼得和约翰这样的人，他们并不是受过专业训练的人。
Now we do know they had the best rabbi of them all.
当然，我们知道说他们有最好的老师。
But Rabbi Jesus equipped his disciples to speak the word of God wherever they lived.
他们的老师耶稣。就教导他们怎么样把真理能够传扬在他们的生活的周围。
And that is what we're called to do as well.
神也呼召了我们做这样的事情。
Every member ministry is what enabled Christianity to overtake the Roman Empire.
那我们看这个罗马的历史和基督教发展的历史，才发觉说是人人都来服侍神这样的一个真理，而且这样的真理被实践的时候影响了当时罗马的帝国。
A resistant world empire is not threatened by just a group of professional priests.
那其实这样的一个帝国绝不会觉得，如果只是仅有一批专业培训的人在做这些事情，他们绝不会觉得受到威胁。
But when they encounter everyday people who are living their priesthood in everyday lives, that is a challenge.
但是当他们意识到说每一个信神的人全民都动起来的时候，他们就觉得说感到了挑战。
Christian lawyers brought changes in law.
那基督徒的律师们把在法律界带来变化。
Christian businessmen changed the way that people did business.
那基督徒的商人对于如何经商产生了影响。
Christian mothers and fathers changed the way that people looked at families.
那基督徒的父母改变了人们对家庭的看法。
Christian tradespeople changed the way that people did their trades.
那在各行各业里面，在基督徒的操作就对各行各业都产生影响。
And this kind of ministry has enabled the church in mainland China to challenge and bring down.Communist structures.
那其实我们相信这个基督中国的基督徒，他们这样的观念和操作，也会对整个中国的整个的发展产生影响。
You know the story of China. The missionaries from the West were kicked out in 1949.
或许大家都知道说，在1949年，很多在中国的外国的宣教士都被赶出来。
Many people, including Western Christians, thought that would be the end of the church in China.
那很多人包括不管是在中国还是国外的人，觉得说福音从此在中国就要灭亡了。但是我们现在知道说，按人数来说，最多的基督徒的国家就是在中国。
And it was not because there was a group of professional clergy.
那这个结果的产生，不是因为说有一批专业培训的人在中国做了什么。
It was as people came to Christ, they took their belief.To the world they lived in.
那是因为任何每一个信神的人，他们把这样的信仰带到了他们生活和他们的周围当中。
It was a people's movement.
这是一个人民的运动。
And that's the way God has intended it.
那这个就是神原先的心意。
My job is not to come here and tell God's people to follow me.
那我在这边我在这边的一个最重要的工作，不是到这里来让人都来效法我。
But help you understand the Bible so that you can faithfully continue what you've been called to do.
那我的呼召是在这里跟大家来讲圣经的真理是什么，以至于我们按照真理去行的时候，神自然会成就。
Let me give you an example of where I have seen this work in everyday life.
那我想给大家举一些的例子，看看怎么样来实践人人服侍神这样的真理。
You have probably heard of the country of Bosnia in Europe.
大家或许知道说在欧洲啊，巴斯尼亚。
Yeah.
波斯尼亚这个国家
Many people from Bosnia, particularly Muslims, have had to flee to America for their safety.
那巴斯尼亚这些十几年前，他们有很大的有很多的战争在他们国家，所以很多的国民逃离了那个国家。其中有一些有相当一部分是这个穆斯林的人。
Many of these Muslim people have come to St. Louis, Missouri.
那很多这些穆斯林信仰的人，他们到了圣特路易斯密苏瑞这个城市。
And many of the Muslim people do not know English, do not have the skills to function very well in American life.
这些人到了作为难民到了美国之后他们不懂英文，也不知道美国应当怎么样生活。
The husbands may be able to get jobs if they have university degrees, but the wives many times have a hard time going to the grocery store.
那或许做先生的，如果他们受过高等教育的话，还可以慢慢的找到一些工作。但是很多的妇女，甚至他们有时候去菜场买菜都有困难。
There were some Christian ladies in an American church in St. Louis, Missouri.
但是在这个城市里面有一些基督徒的姐妹。
And they realized that they could befriend these Muslim ladies.
他们意识到说他们可以与这些穆斯林的女子们做朋友。
Sadly, the mosque didn't even help its own people.
其实讲起来有些可悲，在这个他们的清真寺很多的时候都没有帮助这些人。
So these Christian ladies, many of them who were housewives, became friends with these Muslim women.
那很多这些基督徒的姐妹们，他们在是家庭主妇，他们就开始来帮助这些穆斯林的家庭。
They taught them how to go to stores and how to function in American society.
他就教他们说怎么样去菜场买菜，怎么样在美国社会生活。
They began to teach them how to use computers.
教他们怎么样用电脑。
And they began to teach them English.
也教他们英文。
And you know what they used to teach them English?
你知道他们用什么教他们英文吗？
An English Bible.
他们用圣经来教他们英文。
And as they were teaching them English,They were teaching them about Jesus.
当他们在教英文的同时，他们也把这个福音的真理传给他们了。
And many of these Muslim ladies became Christians.
那以至于很多的这些穆斯林的这些的妇女们，最后就成为基督徒。
Not because professional clergy or seminary professors went out and taught them.
那不是因为有一些所谓的神职人员或者是神学院的教授们去给他们讲课。
But everyday Christian ladies.
而是就是在我们日常生活中的这些的姐妹们。
They realized that they were priests and God had given them a very special ministry.
这些姐妹们基督徒的姐妹们认识到说他们是也是神所呼召的祭司。
There was no bureaucracy that they had to get approval from.
这里面没有很多的官僚，他们要到处申请许可证。
They just did it.
他们就是去做了。
I wonder if similar things could happen in Los Alamos.
那我也在想说，像类似这样的事情，是不是在 Los Alamos 也可以来实现
？Where again, there are many people who come here from China, but probably from other cultures as well.
很多人或许从中国来，或许从别的国家来。
People who need a friend, people who can help them get around this community.
他们也需要有朋友，他们也需要一些的帮助，知道怎么样的来操作。
People who want to learn English.
他们或许也想学英文。
Maybe you could use an English Bible.
你也或许可以用一个英文的圣经来跟他一起来学。
There are all kinds of possibilities like this.
在我们身边其实有很多很多的可能性。
My daughter goes to a church in Lincoln where people who are carpenters have a ministry together.
那我女儿去一个教会，那个教会里面有一个木匠的团契。
These are men and women who are very good builders and have very good building skills.
那这些参加这个团契的男男女女，他们都有很好的建筑的技巧。
And they have made their skills available to widows and single moms and those who need carpentry done but can't afford to pay very much.
那这些木匠们他们就主动的出去帮助这些这些单亲的家庭或者是寡妇们，他们就是这些人，因为他们经济上有需要，他们不能够负担得起，所以他们就主动去给他们建造东西。
This is doing their priesthood.
这个就是服事。
And giving them an opportunity to talk about Jesus.
也给他们一个机会，能够把福音分享给这些有需要的家庭。
There are other men in the same church who are auto mechanics.
那另外在同样那个教会，另外有一批人，他们是这个汽车修理工。
And they have advertised that if people need car work done, call them.
他们也做广告说，如果有人需要修车，可以跟他们联络。
And they share their skills as ministers for Jesus.
他们用他们这个技能来帮助那些人，同时也把福音传给他们。
So you might ask a couple of questions about yourself.
或许我们每一个人都当问我们自己。
What kind of skills or gifts has the Lord given me that I can share with others?
神赐给了你什么样的一个的技能或者是恩赐，以至于说这样的技能和恩赐能够与周围的人来分享。
And Lord, help me see who is there in my community who needs these things.
第二个问题就是说，主啊，能帮助我能够看得见这些需要和知道这些哪些人有这些需要。
God does not place irrelevant gifts in any church body.
大家要明白，神不会把一些无用的这样的恩赐就是随便的乱撒赐给人。
And as you share these gifts with others, you are being the priest that Peter has called you to be.
当神把这些技能和恩赐赐给你，然后你又能够把这样的技能和恩赐与周围的人和环境分享的时候，你就在实行了人人服侍神的这样的一个真理。
Again, the Chinese church desperately needs good teaching and preaching.
大家不要误解我的意思，的确在中国的教会里面需要很好的老师教导。
The Chinese church needs good biblical and theological scholars.
中国的教会也非常需要忠于圣经的这些神学家们和这些学者们。
But not to take the ministry away from the Chinese people.
但这个需要绝不能把这个人人都服侍神的这样的真理抹杀。
But give them better teaching and preaching and instruction so that you can more effectively be the people of God.
更好的教导和装备是为了更好的使得人人都能来服侍神。
And if you will do this, the Chinese church will be a beacon of light to the entire church of Jesus Christ.
所以如果我们能够把这样的真理实践好的话，那神就会使得中国的教会成为这个众世界的光。
I am not making this up. The history of revival in Christianity is the history of priesthood of all believer movements.
我今天所讲的这个不是我自己把它编造出来的，你去看整个过去两千年基督教的历史里面，每一次当人人服侍神的真理被实践出来的时候，教会就被复兴，神的福音就得广传。
And Western Europe was alive and vibrant until it adopted a clergy laity system.
在西欧早期的这个基督教是非常的有生命力跟活力，但是当他们逐渐的采取了这种神职人员然后分阶层的这样的一个系统之后，教会就开始慢慢的越来越没有力量。
Christianity spread across America until it adopted a clergy laity system.
那早年基督教传到美国来也是非常的有活力，但是慢慢的当他们采用了这种神职人员跟平信徒之间的分别之后，教会的活力在降低。
And the winds are blowing with the Chinese church as long as you don't adopt a clergy laity system.
所以在中国的教会里面，只要我们能够真实的来实践人人服侍神这样的真理，那神的大能的工作就像风吹一样会不断的进行。
But protect, please protect this very beautiful biblical truth.
所以我恳请大家要来捍卫这个非常美的圣经的真理。
That the great high priest Christ has called us all into priesthood.
那我们的大祭司耶稣基督呼召我们每一个人都做神的祭司。
And placed us in very special areas of service.
而且把我们放在了一些非常特别的地方来服侍他。
God has placed you in the place that he wants you.
我们所在的地方我们要明白也要相信是神特别把我们放在的那个地方。
To declare his praises and glory as his minister.
来宣扬他的赞美和敬拜。
And as we do this, the Spirit is constructing a beautiful temple.
所以当我们这样去做的时候，圣灵他就自己亲自在我们当中建造一个美丽的灵宫。
That one day will cover the entire world.
有一天整个世界都要被这个灵宫遮盖。
Every member ministry is biblical worldview.
人人服侍神这样的一个真理是基督圣经的世界观。
Because it reminds us that God created the human race to serve and praise Him.
因为他再一次的提醒我们，神创造了全人类就是要来服侍他，就来荣耀他。
God called every Israelite to serve and praise Him.
神当初选召而且呼召了整个以色列的民族来服侍他。
They did not, but in Jesus, the church is called to serve and praise Him.
但是以色列人却没有完全的回应，但是神借着耶稣基督又在他的里面呼召整个全教会来服侍他。
And this is the hour of the Chinese church.
那这个时代，这个时刻就是中国教会站起来的时刻。
Let me pray for you.
我来为大家祷告。
Lord, may we as Christians protect this great biblical truth.
主啊，帮助我们作为基督徒能够来捍卫你所启示给我们这样的真理。
That you have raised us to be a living body and not an institution.
你选召我们起来是做一个活的身体，而不是一个死的组织架构。
That you have given us equal status before your throne in Jesus Christ.
你是我们在站在神的面前有同等的角色和地位。
And that we are all priests before our Lord.
我们都是神所选召的祭司。
And priests before the world.
我们也是在世人面前的祭司。
Priests who do their ministry in the area of life that you have placed us.
你所选召我们在你所把我们放到的各样的场合来服侍你。
Bringing God to people.
把神带到人的面前。
And bringing people to God.
把人也带到神的面前。
You have done this all through the history of the church.
在整个教会的历史里面，你是一直这样在操作的。
You have raised renewal movements for this purpose.
你也兴起了更新的运动，来让我们来明白这样的真理。
And may we not forfeit this hour today.
让我们不要浪费，也不要错过这样的一个的时刻。
May Christ be honored.
愿主得他的荣耀。
In Jesus' name.
奉主耶稣的名祷告，阿门。
Would the worship team come and lead us as we sing a song of commitment?
Okay, 我们一起来唱回应的诗歌。
赞美你的生命，感谢你做我的王，感谢你拯救我灵魂，你从头到天降临，救我到位，舍生命背十字架，偿我罪债，从十字架进坟墓，从坟墓回高天。主我高举你的名，主我高举你的名，主我赞美你的生命，感谢你。